she finished she finished business and commerce in Edmonton, Mara. She finished, and then later on, she got a arts degree. And then she sang in the Richard Eaton Singers many years, and now she sang in the Philharmonic Choir in Calgary. But I was just in the church choir for 35 years. And at Bessel Lutheran Church, where that pastor worked, you know, Pastor Ritter. No, we were very blessed because my uncle, who wanted to call us out, didn't get to call us, sponsor us, because he had already his closer relatives, and his name was Thomas Peterson. And he lived here, not very far from Pigeon Lake. He had a big farm. He married, and my mother made big cake for his wedding, and he came to say goodbye to my parents. And of course, I was just born in 1927. So he got one of his friends in the southern part of Alberta, George Miller, who received us with hugs and love and let us play his little organ. And we were just coming from Europe, strangers to him and everything. He received us like his own family. It was so lovely. I can't even tell you why my tears come to my eyes, because we come to this country and there is somebody who receives us as his own family, because his wife had passed away and the children farmed somewhere else around him, but he was living in this little place by himself. So my mother and dad stayed for 2 years there and helped him, and we went, you know, like I went to work in Tabor, and my sister went to some farms to help with the kids. My brother went with some Japanese people who were, and my dad too, who were, growing potatoes, because it was in southern part of Alberta. They were very rich in potato, fields, so they worked there. So we slowly moved to Calgary and then to Edmonton, because the uncle was living here. And the uncle came to pick us up in many occasions, you know, to bring it to his farm in by Pigeon Lake there. He read in the newspaper that they are selling farms in Alberta. So he dashed over and bought a big section. And, you know, that's what happened now. His five grandsons are farmers, five farmers there. Of course, he has passed away. And the organization was founded in 1947 already, and we came in for 1949. So, and there were people who owned this Latvian organization. That's where we all went for kind of for advice and, you know, for the people, because they've been here before. Like my uncle, I think, was one of the founders too, Peterson. So that's why we moved slowly from Tabor and Vauxhall, where we were, and said goodbye to this old gentleman, and he was so like a grandfather to us, you know. And we slowly moved up, and my brother wanted to go to university. He went to university too. My brother, he became an engineer, and he's Martin. We lived with my brother already was in Edmonton, because he moved before. Then I and my sister, we moved in with him. He lived in a little suite upstairs, and that was Ukrainian house in the northern part of Edmonton. And I started already to work at Kamsel Hospital, Indian Hospital. I had to look for work, so I found there a Latvian group already working in that hospital. It was a TB San, actually, where the Indians were sent from north to cure their TB. And I worked in a children's ward, and I loved those little kids. I worked there for 7 years at Charles Kamsel Hospital. And there was a large Latvian group. And my dad went to work there too. He became a janitor. It was very hard for him being a farmer and then switching to this, but he did with a glad heart. And he was a very positive person. He made friends, and he sang for them and for the patients and stuff like that, you know. My dad worked there till he retired and saved some money, and we bought the property what we have now. Because he looked very close to university, so my brother can attend to university instead of buying a car, he thought he could walk from that where we live now, 10012 91st Avenue. But we got very closely also to the Canadian ladies there who worked there, you know, because I still go to their meetings sometimes. There were very lovely people there working. It was Miss Taylor, she was a matron, I still remember. She was so good, like a mother to us. I was young, we were all young at that time. Some guys from British Columbia who had a contract with a CPR, and that's where my husband was too. He was there too. And they invited all those guys because we were quite a few girls there in the sanatorium. They invited those guys to get to know them. But they really invited them because they had two daughters too, you know. And they saw they were lovely guys working in the railway. And they were looking to change a place and the province, because they heard that there is oil found in Alberta. So they came to visit this Latvian family so they could find out about the oil. That's mostly the things why they came to visit. So anyway, when they came to visit, there was this party made by the Latvian family there. And here I walk into this room, and my sister does too. And there is a guy who gets up from a chair and says some kind of a poetry, you know, the Latvians like poetry. From this hour, my heart is for you and it will stay the same till the day I die. And he's just joking. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just to be cute. And I thought, what's wrong with him? And that became my second husband because I married before, but it didn't work out. So, and that's how it was. And we lived together many years and we were very happy. But he was a Latvian too, who couldn't go back to Latvia because his family couldn't come out. I mean, they were going to join him. He had a little son. We still get together with this guy who already has grown family, and my brother, my son is going to stay with them in Latvia now, because that was his first marriage. And we all got together because we went to visit them and we helped them, because they, under the Soviets, they were in a very poor condition there. So we got to know them, and now I have a very big family because we see them. He worked very hard. He had a dream about a plant. He had a dream and he worked for it, and he started with a shovel and bought a little property and found a guy who helped him. And he was very good in finances and stuff like that, you know. Oh. And they started this little plant to make sidewalks and everything, and it came into a big plant that's called Do All Blocks. They made blocks and panels with sawdust and cement, and that was some kind of Swiss. It came from Switzerland, this idea. They had a plant there in Clover Bar, and they worked day and night for 30 years, and then they closed the Fort McMurray oil sands, and the plant was ready, and you know, like, they built many buildings, and like Camrose College, and with all the buildings, and it was very good building material, and they built the Royal Alec nursing home and buildings. It became quite a big, large plant. They started to build even in, you know, in some projects in small islands, because they saw that the blocks were so good that the owners can build their own little buildings, especially in those poor islands. It was a big project. But when they closed the Fort McMurray oil sands and the business were going so good, the depression came and everything went down. And my husband and his partner, the bank came in and took over. And I just about lost my house. But then Martin, my son, got me a new mortgage and stuff like that. And the bankers helped me a little bit. So I opened a bread and breakfast table just to keep a breakfast business, just to keep my house. So I had it for about 10 years. And the students came from Concordia College and all over, and then their relatives came, who came to for education in Edmonton. So I was quite successful in my business, in my own private business. And he was a very social man, and he worked together. He actually became advisor of the government. Yeah, because he was asked to show Preston Manning, you know, he was asked to show, I mean, to introduce Preston to many, you know, ethnic groups, ethnic businesses and stuff like that. That's how they became friends, because he took him around. They had meetings, they had even meeting. I was in the kitchen and listened to this. In Château-Lacombe, where is this turning round, you know, place where you invite people and go around, and that was made right in my house in the living room. There the engineers came and my husband and figured it all out, how to turn all this round. And I was in the kitchen and I was a witness. I was preparing coffee and sandwiches, you know. No, and my life was very much involved with people, because my husband loved people and he loved this country. And he said he just loved Canada so much. Of course, he loved Latvia too, because we were born there and raised. And we went to the Latvian church. We had Latvian church and stuff like that. And we went to all the things what Imanta did, you know, because we kind of kept together. But then we had a lot of Canadian friends, and I can really tell you, and I still have them. I don't think I would have been survive. I would have survived if I didn't have all these Canadian friends who helped me when I was in that bad situation. Once a year, they made this celebration, you know, when Latvia was proclaimed and stuff like that. There was always that, you know, and they kept us in the Latvian spirit. We are both, I guess. Yeah, we are half and half, you know, because we love this land. I went with some meetings and stuff like that, but mostly everything happened in our home, because he always invited people there for supper or for at least sandwiches or something. So I was always cooking, you know, because it was my husband's life and I loved him, you know. I did whatever I could do, you know. My family liked Livia very much, and that's why when she was in England married, my dad and mother thought, wouldn't that be nice if they would come and we could live together. And then Livia's husband also wanted to leave England, you know, because, you know, he worked in this famous factory where, you know, where the cups are made and the dishes, the fancy dishes, and he was a designer there, but he wanted something better, more money, and that's how they thought it would be nice if they could get to Canada. And of course my dad was ready to do that, because we loved Livia and her parents, and she was like a sister to me.